Four lines from the top of Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and in our Mishnah, which started at the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah discussed Dinim of Taruvos. Now Gemara begins. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Bavua, Amrav Tabashel Oyvayus Chavim Shnis Avu Bemeir Tabois V'Nafla Achas Mem Liyama Gadol Hotu Kulon Aminon Hachte Nafal Hainu Yisura. Now, although we know that generally we hold that there is no bittul by Avodah Zarah, and even if there would be a din of bittul by Avodah Zarah, but certainly by a davar chashev like a ring, there is no din of bittul. Even so, Rav Nachman teaches us in the name of Rav, if there is one ring that was worn by Avodah Zarah, and as Rashi brings a bit later, Shenishkashed Bo Avodah Kechavim, and it was used to beautify Avodah Kechavim, and this one ring got mixed up with 100 rings which were not Avodah Zarah, generally the din of bittul should not apply. However, if one of these rings fell into the Yama Gadol, which is the Mediterranean Sea, and this ring is no longer around, so all the other rings would now be mutter, as we would be toila that the ring that fell into the Yama Gadol was the ring of Avodah Zarah. Hes explains, Mishum de Midraisa, Chad betray Botel, Ve'in Kan El Isimid Rabbonon, Mishum de Tabas Chashivi Le Botel, Kidipurashnu, and Mishum Hachi Kilu Kan, and since one ring is no longer around, Viafut Rabbonon Mamekel, and they stated that the din of Bittel would apply, and Hes continues, Vidafka Naflam Mamekla, that this is only when it fell by itself, and for example, when it came and the ring went into the Yam, Avalapila Afilu Shege could see an Atumazid. However, if through the person's actions the ring fell into the Yam, then even if it seems that the ring was thrown into the Yam b'shegeg, the entire mixture would still be asar, as we are conceding shegeg atumezid. And Tais continues v'dafkel Yam Gadol she'inu be'en, and this is specifically in a case where it went to the Yam Gadol, and therefore it's not be'en, and you'll never get it back. Avopir shaloi. However, if the ring was only separated from the pile, that would not give us a reason to say hach de parish hainu de yisura. And the Gemara continues eiskei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav will ask Rav Nachman a question from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, as the Mishnah stated calls vachem shenisar b'chatois hameseis oy b'shar niskol afilu achas b'ribu yimusa kulan, that even if only one animal that is asa b'anah gets mixed up with many behemois that are kosher for karbonos, then there is no etza and all of them must be put to death. And Rav asks Rav Nachman, amai neima demis isurimis, why didn't the Mishnah give us an etza that we should wait until one of the animals die, and once one of the animals die and is no longer around, then we should be toila that the one that died was the behemoth of Isser, and the rest of the behemoth should be mutter to bring on him his beach. And just like Rav taught us, the minon hachten afal hainu di isura. The Gemara continues, amalei, and Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Rav da amek Rav Eleza, that Rav doesn't hold like a Mishnah, and instead he holds like the sheet of Rav Eleza that we saw at the top of the Amid, which is from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, as a tzan, and as we will learn, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah is discussing a case, a varim bei varim bali mumin, where many a varim got mixed up with a varim of a balmum. Rabbi Leza stated that even though certainly if you go ask a Rav, then he would tell you that you can't be makriv any of the Avarim. However, Rabbi Leza states, in karv reish echemen yikuv coloration, once you makriv one of the heads, then we'd be told that that is the head of the balmum, and therefore you could be makriv all the rest of the heads, and that would be exactly like the Shita of Rav. As Rabbi Leza is teaching us, darminon hach de karv hainu di sura, just like Rav taught us, arminon hach de nafal hainu di sura. Nain Rashi, Rabbi Leza da amem kirev he, and this is a Mishnah later on, Alma Talina Isura Bahai Da Azal, and therefore we see that Rabbi Leza holds that with Toilet the Issa in the head that was brought onto the Mizbeach, and some are Gerus and Rashi, Umasis and Rabbani. The reason why our Mishnah did not teach us that there is a possible Eitzah is because our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbanon in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, as the Mishnah continues that Rabbanon Achilik on Rabbi Leza, as Bechacham Imim Afilu Karvim Kulam Chutz Me'echemen, Yitzel Beis Asrefa. The Gemara continues, and Rabbi asks another question on Nachman, that Va'om Rabbi that is an explanation of the sheet of Rabbi Leza in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Zayin Beis. So Rabbi Leza Damir comes and explains, even though Rabbi Leza taught us in Karv Rachel Echemen Yikvu Kol Rachem Kulan, however, one cannot just go and take one head and be makrivit on his back, as we would still have to be toilet. And maybe that head came from the Balmum, and the only way that Rabbi Leza stated that one could be makriv the rest of the heads is only if the kain is makriv at least two heads and less than all the heads at one time. As in this way, there's a possibility that the original head that you were makriv on the mizbeach was the head from the balmum. And in addition, when you be makriv two heads at a time, then certainly one of these heads is not from the balmum, as there was only one head of a balmum in this pile. And as Rashi states, vade chad menayu da tira sharelin is arbem el balmum echad ubechol chadamina medchavri lav di sura iunami lav di suru vahu di sura azle bakrav rishena shekarv echmen. And Rashi continues that even Rabbi Leza would agree avol echad echad. The Bechol Chad Misafkina Dilma Di Suru, the Lekalame Mumi. Migu, and therefore Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, how can you say that Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar if Rav stated that Bashal is Chavishness Arab Meir Tabois for Nofla Achzman Liyama Gadol Hutru Kulan? It's mashmur that you could use all the rings individually, and there's no requirement to use two rings at a time, and there's no requirement for this Migu, and Rabbi Elazar was only matter for the Kohen to be makriv two heads at a time based on a Migu. And the Gemara continues on Malay, so Rav Nachman responds once again to Rava, and no nami tati tati kamina in a chanami, when Rav stated hutru kulon, didn't mean that one could sell each ring individually, and he meant you have to sell two rings at a time, and one would not be able to sell all the rings at one time, as lemaisa you don't have a migu, and in a chanami, Rav's din is exactly the same as Rav Elazar in the Mishnah. And before we continue, the Gemara just stated that Rav holds like Rav Elazar, and Taisa is bothered that how can you say that Rav holds like Rav Elazar if the Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis would tell us that the makor for the din of Rav Elazar is based on the pasuk in Parshas Emor that states mum bum, we learn who the lay ratzu ha yidei teruvis yiratzu avu ba'al maloi, and this din of Rav Elazar does not apply to other yisurim and to other dinim of teruvis. Therefore, it wouldn't seem that Rav Elazar agrees to svar of Rav the aminan hachnenafal hayno di yisura. Ayin Taisis how he answers this question. And the Gemara now continues Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Rav tabash laviz chavim shnis avu b'meyat tabois uparshu arborim lamakam echad b'shishim lamakam acha parsha achas me'aboyim ino yiseres achas me'shishim yiseres. Once again, the Gemara brings a member of Rav, and as we stated previously, even though Rav taught us in the case of the rings that there is a din of bittul, but as Taisis pointed out, that was only because the one ring is no longer be'en and is no longer around. However, if the ring would still be around, then the din of bittul would not apply. And Rav now teaches us that if one ring gets mixed up with 99 other rings, and there's now a pile of 100 rings, and since we learned that the din of bittul doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah, certainly all of these rings would be usur. Therefore, certainly, even if one would take 40 rings from this pile and place it in a new pile, and he would take the other 60 rings and he place it in a new pile, then all of the rings would still be usur. However, Rav now teaches us that if one of the rings from the 40 ring pile now falls into another mixture, and for example, one ring falls into a pile of 20 other rings of heter, so at this point we would say that that new pile is not usur. However, if one of the rings from the 60 ring pile falls into a new pile, and for example, one ring from the 60 ring pile falls into a new pile of 20 rings, all 21 rings would still be usur. And Rav doesn't explain the reason, and therefore the Gemara asks, "Ma'ishna achas me'abayim deloy damrina isur beruba isay achas b'shishim nami amrina isur beruba isay." Now, l'chur, if you're going to say that the reason that Rav stated that if one of the rings come out of the 40 ring pile and then gets mixed up with a new pile of 20 rings, that all 21 rings would be mutar, because initially when the rings got separated and we now had a 60 ring pile and a 40 ring pile, and based on the din of Rav, we would say that the likelihood is that the ring of Avodah Zarah is now in the 60 ring pile, that is a larger pile. Therefore, when one of the rings from the 40 ring pile gets mixed into another pile of 20 rings, then it would not answer that pile, and all the rings in the 21 ring pile would be mutar. And if so, we should use the same svara where one ring is removed from the 60 ring pile and is now placed in a 20 ring pile, as we should be told that the ring of Issar remained in the pile of 59 rings, which is of course the Rav. And if so, why would Rav say that the pile of 20 rings is now Issar? Because of this question, so the Gemara will now explain the din of Rav a bit differently, and will explain that Rav's din was based on the din of Svek Sveka. And as the Gemara states, that Rav really meant to say, Elim Parshu Abarim Kulun Lamakam Echad in Israis, but Shishim Lamakam Echad Israis. That in our scenario where we had one ring of Issar, it got mixed into a pile of 99 rings of Heter, and Rav teaches us that if 40 of these rings get separated from the 100 ring mixture and now get mixed into another mixture of 20 rings, then all of them would be mutter. This would be based on a Svek Sveka. Number one, when one picks up one ring from this pile, it is possible that this ring actually came from the second pile of 20 rings and it didn't actually originate from the original 40 rings. And number two, even if it originated from the original 40 rings, there is still another suffix, as potentially the ring of Issar was never in the group of 40 rings. As based on a din of Rav, we would be told that the original ring of Issar remained with the 60 rings and not with the 40 rings. However, Rav states, I certainly agree, if 60 rings from the original pile of 100 rings get mixed up with a new group of 20 rings, so in this case, all the rings would be Issar, as in this case, we do not have a Svek Sveka, as although certainly there's a suffix that potentially the ring that you just picked up is from the 20 ring pile, however, there is no other suffix, as ultimately we had to be Taila that the original ring of Issar was with the 60 rings, as that was the Rav. And keep in mind, as we already mentioned, this din of Rav was only based on Svek Sveka, and if the 40 rings would just separate by themselves and it wouldn't fall into another another mixture, then certainly Rav would still say that they would all be usher. As we explained, it's the only time that Rav gave a heter and he was makel b'negei taruvos, and he taught us that we could rely on a svara d'aminon hachtenafel hainu disura. However, that was only where the ring actually fell into the yama gadol and was no longer be'en, as Taisus taught us. However, since in our case all 40 rings are still around, therefore in our case even Rav agrees that this svara doesn't apply, as l'maisa will not be toila that the ring of Issa remained in the pile of 60 rings. The Gemara continues, Kemrisa Kamei Shmuel, and based on a gersa that we were goyis on Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, so the Gemara makes a lot of sense that Rabbi Yehuda, who was originally a Talmud of Rav and then learned by Shmuel, now came in front of Shmuel and said over this member of Rav that even in a case of Avodah Zarah, the din of Sfek Sfeker would apply, and once 40 rings fall into a new pile of 20 rings, then all these rings would be mutter. The Gemara tells us on Mali that Shmuel told me that I disagree with Rav, as Hanach Lavid is Kachom, Shesvek of Sfek Sfeker, Asura Tzefa Ilam, certainly we were more machma by Avodah Zarah, and therefore the din of Sfek Sfeker would not apply. Even if 40 rings fall into a new pile of 20 rings, then all the rings would be usher and not like Rav. The Gemara now continues and will bring a brisa that is mefurish like Rav, and therefore we'll ask a question to Shmuel, as Mesfei, the brisa teaches us, Suffolk of Yitzchav Masura, that we have a Suffolk of Yitzchav, then it will be usher, but Sfek Sfek is Muteres, which is exactly like Rav and not like Shmuel. And the brisa actually gives an example, Ketzad, Koishlav Yitzchav and Shenafala Itzo Moli Koises, Kulan Asurais, after it was a Kois that was used for Yitzchav, and therefore the Din of Bittel doesn't apply, and it fell into a storehouse that's filled with cups, then all of them would be usher. The brisa continues, Purish Echemen Leriboy, Umeribu Leriboy, Kulan Mutarin, that if one of the cups from the storehouse now falls into a group of 10,000 cups, and then one cup from that mixture falls into another mixture of another 10,000 cups, then all of them would be mutter. And this is based on a Sfek Sfeker, and Ayin Taisus, who points out that certainly the Sfek Sfeker would even apply to the first group of 10,000 cups, as number one, possibly the cup that you're now going to use is not one of the cups that came from the original group, and instead it's one of the 10,000 cups. And even if the cup that you're about to use actually came from the original storehouse, but it's still possible that this cup is actually not one of Issar, since this cup is only one out of many cups, so we'd be told that the Issa is in the Raiv, and if so, there's a Sfek Sfeker even in that scenario. And really, the Brisa could have just taught us, Pirish Echemhen Leribuy, then Kulam Mutarin. And Ayin Taisis, how he explains the Gemara, and at the end of Taisis, he states, Over Kuntris like Pirish Kain, Ayin Shum. And at this point, the Gemara has a question on Shmuel, that how could Shmuel state that Dinah Sfek Sfeker doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah, if we see in this Brisa that certainly the Dinah Sfek Sfeker applies to Avodah Zarah as well? And the Gemara answers, Tanoi, in the Chanami, there's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanyan, as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda states, Rimayni Badin Oisim Bekoshu, that as we learned previously on Daf Ayin Bez and Bez, that Rimayni Badin Mechoshuv, and therefore even the Rabbanan agreed, these were one of six items of food products where the din of Bittel doesn't apply, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that if one of these pomegranates were either Arlo or Truma, and this one Rimayn got mixed into a pile of regular Tua that was not Arlo and not Truma, then all of them would be Asar, as the din of Bittel doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, I'll give you an example as to how chomer this is, and that the din of Bittel will never apply, as Nafal Echemen will take Ribuy, Ribuy Ribuy, then Asurin, then even though there's a Sfek Sfeker, all of the remaining would still be Asur. And let us keep in mind that although it would seem that this Shita would be like Shmuel, however, certainly it is not like Shmuel, as Shmuel stated that the only time that Sfek Sfeker doesn't help is only by Avodah Zarah, based on the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah. However, even Shmuel would agree that the din of Sfek Sfeker would apply to other Yisurim, as Shmuel stated, Hanukha Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehuda just stated that the din of Sfek Sfeker doesn't even apply to a regular Issa of Arlo or Truma. And the Brisa now continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda im Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says over the name of Shimon ben Yechai, L'ribu Esurin, U'meribu L'shleishu M'shleishu L'makam Acha Mutar. Although certainly if one pomegranate of Arlo or Truma gets mixed into a mixture of 10,000 pomegranates which are not Truma and not Arlo, then certainly would be Asar, as the din of Bittel would not apply. However, based on the fact that we hold the concept of Sfek Sfeker, so if one pomegranate now gets removed from the mixture of 10,001 pomegranates and now falls into a pile of three other pomegranates, then all of the pomegranates would be mutter, and therefore if one removed one pomegranate from this pile of four pomegranates, not only would the one pomegranate be mutter, the remaining pomegranates in the pile would also be mutter. Ayin Rashi, on the second of the wide lines on the bottom of Amid, Rav Shimon Oymel Ribu Asurin, Ribu Arishin She Issa Atzmei Nafel Sham Asar, Avu Purish Echer Mo Issa Ribu Legimur Rimbainim, Umen Ashleisha Purish the Sfek Sfeker bottle, as we explained. Keep in mind that on Amud Beis, the Gemara will ask that why do we have to have a case where one pomegranate now fell into a pile of three pomegranates? If L'chayr, we could have had the same din, if one pomegranate got mixed in with two other pomegranates, as Lemaisa, two pomegranates are still the roiv over this one pomegranate. And the Gemara will explain that in a chanami, that's what the brisa means. And keep in mind that the Gemara will now take for granted, even though Rav Shimon Bar Yochai towards the din of Sfek Sfeika, but the Geir Orla, however, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would not be machalik between Orla and Avodah Zarah, and he would also hold that Sfek Sfeika would be matter by Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Gemara will ask that how can you say that his machalik is Tanoim, and Shmuel holds like one of the Tanoim, if Lemaisa, as we just explained, he certainly doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda, and he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And as the Gemara continues, Shmuel, the Amakaman, as since based on Shmuel's words of Hanach Lavidik Chavim, Shesfeika Vesfek Sfeika Asura at Sefer Ilam, so it's clear that Shmuel holds that although generally we would say that Sfek Sfeika would be a matter, however, we do not use this Heta Bidigay Avidizara, which is more Chamer, and if so, which Tana of this Brisa does Shmuel hold like, as Ik Rav Yehuda, as if you're going to say he holds like Rav Yehuda, but Afilo Bishari Surin Asa, but this Brisa was speaking about Arla, and even though we were discussing other Yisurin, Rav Yehuda still held that Sfek Sfeika would not be a matter, and as we just mentioned, that certainly Shmuel agrees that Bidigay other Yisurin, that Sfek Sfeika would be a matter, and Ik Rav Shimon, if you will say that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so even though we saw the sheet of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Bidigay other Yisurim, but the Maisa, we don't see that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai actually makes a chilut between other Yisurim and Avodah Zarah, and if so, how would we know that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that the din that Sfek Sfeika is matter doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah and only applies to Shari Yisurin? And if you will say that it must be that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that there is a chilut between Shari Yisurin and Avodah Zarah, and the din of Sfek Sfeika would not apply to Avodah Zarah, but this wouldn't make sense. Our Hadid Tanya, as we previously saw the Brisa that we brought in order to ask the question on Shmuel, and that Brisa stated Safak of Yizchav Masura, the Sfek Sfeika Mutares, and certainly the Tana of this Brisa holds that the din that Sfek Sfeika is a matter would also work for the Gay of Edizara, and not only for the Gay of Shari Surin. So, money, who would this Brisa be going like? As Loy Rabbi Huda, Loy Rabbi Shimon, it would not be going like Rabbi Huda, as Rabbi Huda holds that Sfek Sfeika isn't even matter by Shari Surin and Kolshkin by Avedizara. If Rabbi Shimon holds that Sfek Sfeika is not a matter by Avedizara, then this Brisa would not be going like Rabbi Shimon by Yechai either. And who would the Tana of that Brisa be? And the Gemara explains, Elim Rabbi Shimon, that in a Chanami, you're correct that the previous Brisa must be Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon by Yechai is not Mechali between Shari Surin and Avediz Gechavim, and Sfek Sfeika would be matter by both. And in a Chanami, the Sheet of Shmuel that's Mechali between Shari Surin and Avediz Gechavim is not fully compatible with the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as not compatible with the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon by Yechai. However, Shmuel Savala, Rabbi Yehuda Bechado, Palagala Bechado, that while Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Sfek Sfeika is not a matter by Avodah Zarah. However, Shmuel is Chilek Rabbi Yehuda, Bidigay Shari Surin, as whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din of Sfek Sfeika is not a matter even by Shari Surin. However, Shmuel disagrees and he holds that although Sfek Sfeika is not a matter by Avodah Zarah, but it would be a matter by Shari Surin. And before we continue, it's important to note that it's important to go back to the bottom thesis on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Nesaru Bachiris, 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 where Rabbeinu Tam brings that we're not Gerus in the Mishnah Masechtas Arla, the words Bachiris, Bachiris, and one of his rayas is from our Sugya, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues, Amar, that we previously saw in the Brisa that we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai regarding the remaining Badin of Arla, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stated, L'ribui Asurin, U'ribui L'shleishim, L'shleishim L'mokam Achiz Mutar, and we continue at Daf Ayin Dalam and Beis, and we already mentioned that the Gemara will ask the following question, and the Gemara asked, Maishna Shleisha de Ikaruba, Shnaim Nami Ikaruba, that when the Brisa brought this case, then why did it say that one of the pomegranates then fell into a group of three remainim, which means that there were a total of four remainim, as Rashi at the top of the Amud states, Maishna Shleisha v'hu revi de batabu, and the remain that got mixed in was the fourth remain. If the Brisa could have just as easily stated that one remain fell into two remainim, as certainly the two remainim are still rive, the Gemara answers, My gimel diktoni tartiv hu, and in the Chanami, when the Brisa mentions that there were three remainim, it's actually referring to the end result that there was a total of three remainim after the one remain that came from the Ribui got mixed up with two other remainim. And the Gemara continues, V'yiboyisema savala karebeleza, and although Rashi brings two different explanations, but at the end of Rashi, Dibel Maschel V'yiboyisema, Rashi states, V'rishon yoshev einai, and Rashi in his first pshat states that at this point the Gemara is going back to its original question as to the member of Shmuel, where Shmuel held that Sfek Sfeika is only matter but the Gei Shari Surim and is not a matter by Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara explains that in a Chanami, Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and instead he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And as Rashi brings down, that this Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is not found in our Sugya, and instead it's based on the Sugya of Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Tesa Mabez, where the Mishnah brings a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer. Zarah, where one heats up an oven in order to bake bread, and he uses wood of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah teaches us, Afal Bayis HaPas Asura Ba'anah, that if you actually use this oven in order to bake bread, then the bread would be Asura Ba'anah, Nisar Ba'chirus, 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 Asura Ba'anah, and if one of these loaves of bread get mixed up with another group of bread, then certainly would not be Batal, and all of the bread would be Asur, and if one of those loaves of bread then gets mixed up with another group of bread, then all of those loaves would also be Asur. And Rabbi Elazar Ime, Yoyil Chanol Yam HaMelech, and Rabbi Elazar argues on the Tana Kamo, that although I agree, that even in a case of Nisar Bachirus, 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 that Asur is Banar, that all the loaves of bread would be Asur Banar, however, if one would take the value of one of the loaves of bread and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, then it would be Mata, all the loaves of bread. And as Rashi states, Alma Islil Rabbi Elazar Svek Svek Bavis Chavim, the Tani Bachirus, Bachirus, and therefore we see that Rabbi Elazar holds that Vizor will always be Asur, even in a case where there's a Svek Sveka, and therefore we could explain that although Rabbi Elazar states it didn't, but the Gay Avodah Zarah, however, he agrees that the din of Svek Sveka would apply to other Yisurim, and therefore Shmuel could be going like Rabbi Elazar. And Ayin Rashi, who brings a second shot, that we should be Gurus in the Gemara, V'Yibayisema, Savala Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara is explaining that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds like the sheet of that Amir Rabbi Elazar, who has been farish the sheet of Rabbi Elazar from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin, and this sheet that was brought on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and Lafi Rashi, the Gemara's continuation from the previous Teretz, and the Gemara had a question, and the Gemara now brings an Ibayis Ema in order to give an answer to that question. And Ayin the top Tesis on Daf Ayin Dalam and Beis, where Tesis brings multiple questions on the first explanation of Rashi, and as he states, V'kashra Rabbeinu Tam, Chod Mai Sov La Kerab Elazar, Harabonu Nami Asri, V'deich Luk Farish Kerab Elazar Machlekusa Kamar, that according to Rashi, so why did the Gemara state that Shmuel holds like Kerab Elazar, if even the Chacham Muachil Kerab Elazar and the Mishnah Avodah Zarah regarding firewood, they certainly agree that the Heter Svek Sveka doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. And Rabbeinu Tam continues, V'oid Havalei Lameimah Dithnan, Lasiya Masis in the Hasam Kivin Shlei Huskur B'Kulu Shmaitza, as Bishleimah according to the second Pshat of Rashi, so it makes sense why a Gemara doesn't bring down what the Shita Rabbi Elazar is, as we just had on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, but according to the first explanation of Rashi, so we never mentioned this Mishnah Avodah Zarah, and our Gemara should have brought down the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah. And he continues, V'oid L'El Pirish D'Legasin Hasam V'Achiris B'Achiris, V'oid Shekasim B'Chal Asvarim Savla Kerab Elazar Libid Rabbi Elazar. Tesis actually had a Girsa where we actually stated that he holds like Rabbi Elazar according to Rabbi Elazar, and therefore it makes sense that our Gemara is referencing the Mishnah that we saw on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and the member of Rabbi Elazar that we saw on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph. Other Rishonim also ask on Rashi's first pshat that if the Ibayis Ema is going back on Shmuel, then this Ibayis Ema should have been brought at the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, which is while we're still discussing the member of Shmuel. And because of these questions, so Tesis states that he holds like the second pshat of Rashi, Ayin Shum. Before we continue, let us remember that the first sugya that we learned is the member of Nachman, the name of Rav, that the Bashal of Yizchav Mishnah is Avra B'mei Taboyis V'nofla Achz Mem Liyama Gadol Hotrukulon, and even in a case where the Din HaBittel would not apply, however, if one of the items would actually get lost and is no longer Be'en, then we'd be able to use the Sfarah, the Hachta Nafal Hainu D'Yisura, and therefore would be Mutter to use all the rest of the items. And Agamar will now continue and bring a member of Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish will seem to be saying the exact same Din as Rav, and instead of discussing rings of Avodah Zarah, which are not Batal, either because Avodah Zarah is not Batal, or because rings are a Dava Chashav and therefore they're not Batal, Reish Lakish will discuss a closed barrel of wine. And as we saw previously, one of the six items that the Rabbanon listed in the Brais on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis that are extremely Chashav and therefore they are not Batal are closed barrels of wine. And our Gemara now continues, Om Reish Lakish, Chavish Shel Truman Shnis Avav Mei Chavius V'Nafla Achzman Liyama Gadol Hutru Kulon Darminon Hachta Nafal the Yisur Nafal, that Reish Lakish teaches us that if one had a closed barrel of wine of Truma that got mixed up with another 100 closed barrels of wine of Chulin, then even though generally Truma would be bottled by Achas B'meya, however, since closed barrels of wine are Chashiv, therefore the Din of Bittul doesn't apply. However, if one of these barrels would now fall into the Yama Gadol and therefore would not be Be'en any longer, then the same Sfar of Rav would apply, that we would say that the one that fell into the Yama Gadol was the barrel of wine of Truma, and therefore the rest of the barrels would be Mutter to use. And the Gemara is now bothered that since we had a member of Nachman in the name of Rav, so why would we need a member of Reish Lakish? Therefore, the Gemara states, V'istruch Rav Nachman, V'istruch Reish Lakish, that we need both of these memories as the Imid Rav Nachman, as if we would only have the member of Nachman, but again, the rings of Avodah Zarah, Havamina, Hanamila, Avodah Zechavim, the Ilam Atirin, so we would think that Rabbanon will only make a Benegay Avodah Zarah, since there would be no other way to actually fix this problem, and therefore there would be a Hefsim Ruba, so Rabbanon therefore would matter that if one of them fell into the Yam Melech, then one would be allowed to use the other rings. One may have thought that Rabbi Nachman would not necessarily agree to the din of Reish Lakish, since even if we would not matter, patter these barrels, the owner would still be able to sell all 101 barrels of wine, and he would just have to sell them to a koyin bezoil. He would have to give the koyin a cheaper price, and he would also have to discount it and be menaked to be chumash ben, but ultimately he would not have a hefsim ruba. Possibly we would not agree to the din of Reish Lakish, and even Reish Lakish, and if Reish Lakish would have taught us his din, how mean a chavis to minkrin if he lasa, how to bastalai minkrin if lasa lai, one may have thought that in chenami the din of Reish Lakish makes a lot of sense by a case where there were barrels of wine, as if one barrel gets lost, then certainly we will be able to tell that there's a barrel that's missing. Therefore, we would say hachten nafel, the sura nafel, there would not be any need for a takana, as people will realize that really all these barrels were usar, and the only reason why they became mutar was because of the status change, as one barrel fell into the amagadol. However, one may have thought the Reish Lakish would not agree in the case of Rav, since in that case we're talking about a small item like a ring, which is not minker and is not recognizable when it gets lost. Rabbanim may make a takana, as we would have to be concerned that someone that saw that there was a ring of Avodah Zarah that fell into this group of rings and then sees someone having enough from all the rings will think that there is a din of bittul by Avodah Zarah. They won't realize that the reason why these rings were mutar was because one of the rings fell into the Amagadol, and therefore, as the Gemara states, Srichi, that is why we needed both the member of Rav Nachman in the name of Rav, as well as the member of Reish Lakish. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rabba lehit Reish Lakish lechaviz to minkur nefilasa, avotein aloi, that Rabba actually states Reish Lakish would not agree in a case where there's a smaller item, as the only time Reish Lakish said his din is regarding chaviz, as since it's nikkur that it fell, so therefore people will realize why the rest of the barrels were muta. However, if there was a teruvais where one teina of chuma fell into a basket of less than 100 teinim of chulin, and the din of bittul doesn't apply, so in that case, even if one teina would fall into the amagadol, we would still not be matter the other teinim, as we would have to be chayshish that someone will think even one teina of chuma can be bottled in less than 100 other teinim of chulin. And the pashas would seem that not only is Rabba stating that the din of Reish Lakish doesn't apply to teinim, but it seems that Rabba would be chaylik on the din of Rav Nachman and the name of Rav, as they were talking about something small like a ring, and therefore the din of Reish Lakish would also not apply. However, Ayin Rishonim that discussed this point, and there's a shaylik if Rabba would actually be chaylik on the din of Rav Nachman be the gay of the rings of Avodah Zarah as well. And the Gemara now continues, Rabbi Yosef Amar Afilu Teina Ken Afilasa Kachaliasa. Rabbi Yosef argues on Rabba, and he states that the din of Reish Lakish and the din of Rav would even apply to Teina, and even though it's very small, still do not have to be chayshish that maybe someone will think that one Teina could be bottled in less than 100 Teinois. As Rabbi Yosef explains, Ken Afilasa Kachaliasa, as Rashi explains, Kashem Shetchilz Ken Afilasa Betecha Het and Achshavas Beinechal Asas Elu, that since we stated that once one falls in, then that's considered an Afilu Chashuva and would also all the rest of the Teinim, even though this Teina is very small. Similarly, Kach Sha'olso Mitecha and Yechashu Beinecha Makam Aliasa Lahater Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues, Amar Abelazo Chavish Shel Truma Shenafla Bekul Chavies Paiseach Achas Mehem Venoitlo Himena Kadei Dimua Vishaisa. If there was one closed barrel of wine of Truma that fell into 100 barrels of Chulin, then as we already mentioned, since it was a closed barrel, therefore it's a Dovah Chashiv, even according to Rabbanon, and therefore the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, and even though it's one barrel into 100, and generally Truma is Bottle Achas Bemeya, but the Din of Bittul would still not apply. However, Rebbe Leza teaches us, and right now the Gemara thinks that Rebbe Leza states that even Lechatchila, one could go and open one of these barrels, and then the barrel will not be Chashiv any longer, and therefore the Din of Bittul would now apply to this barrel, and therefore the Issa of Truma would not apply to this barrel any longer, and even though he should even be able to drink the entire barrel, however, certainly one out of all 101 barrels belongs to a Kayin, and therefore it is still an issue that there's Mum and Kayin that's Ma'urv within these barrels, and therefore Rebbe Leza tells us that he would still have to remove one part out of 101 parts of this barrel, as that belongs to the Kayin. And the Gemara continues, Yasser Ravdimi v'kamal ala shmeitza, the Ravdimi was sitting and saying over this member of Rebbe Leza, and Amalei Rebbe Nachman, Rebbe Nachman said to Ravdimi, Gam v'shasi k'chazina hacha, are you telling me that this person could go to Chathila and open up this barrel and drink? But certainly there's a din that im mevatlan isla Chathila. Rashi explains the im kain to paseach Chathila, as if you're telling me you're allowed to open a barrel even Chathila. Hadakaimelon chavi stumis loy batli hech mishkaches la. So this din that Rabbanan taught us that chavi stumis are chashiv and therefore they're not batal would not actually be negel alacha, as ultimately anyone that wants could go and open one barrel and that barrel would be batal. Based on this question, Rav Nachman explained aleima niftecha achas mehen noitli mena kadei dumu v'sheisa. That in the Chenami, Rebbe Leza never stated that one could go and open a barrel of Chathila. Rebbe Leza just stated that b'di'evet, if one of the barrels opened up by itself, then the din of bittul would apply, and one could treat that barrel like chulin, aside for the fact that it would have to remove a small portion, as that is mamon kayin. The Gemara continues with a similar memra, as Amar of Eishah, chavishel truman shins avu b'meir v'chamishim chavias v'nituchu meir mehen neitul mehen k'dei demua v'sheisa. If there was one closed barrel of wine of truma that got mixed up with 150 closed barrels of wine of chulin, then b'dievet, if one of these barrels would open up, then you could drink the entire barrel. However, you would still have to take off one out of 151 parts of this barrel, as that would be mamon kayin. And certainly there is no chiddush in this part of the member of Rabbi Isha, as this is exactly the same din that was taught to us by Rabbi Elazar and explained to us by Rabbi Nachman. However, Rabbi Isha now continues with another din, and this will be the chiddush of Rabbi Isha, v'shar asurin ashiyiftechu v'lo yamrinan isura beruba isay, even though 100 out of the 151 barrels were already opened up, and therefore, based on Rav, we should say that the original barrel of Truma was amongst the 100 barrels that were now opened up, and all that we would have to do is take one of the barrels from amongst the 100 barrels and treat that as Truma. Then even L'chadchila, we should be able to open up the other 50 barrels and we'd be able to drink them. Mashmalon, that since these barrels are still closed, therefore the din of bittul doesn't apply, and we would have to consider all these barrels as Truma. And as Rashi states, V'ashar asuris ashiyiftechu v'lei aminan yitil achas minakov the isur berubi isay v'yah kol muta v'yiftech hachamish L'chadchila. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah discussed the second category of those mixture where the din of bittul doesn't apply. The Mishnah taught us this av b'shar shnev de b'yavera, that if one animal that is us to be brought as a carbon gets mixed up with many other animals that are kachim and are kosher to bring as a carbon, then on the top of Daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah teaches us that in this case, yiruat shi'istav v'yimachav yavud me'a yafish ben ma'us amin. The Mishnah listed many examples of those animals which would be us to bring as a carbon, and as the Mishnah stated, that ashar shehemis is ha'adam al p'yeh lechad oya p'yeh b'ilim, reveya v'nirva b'muksa v'neva b'esra m'chira b'klayim b'treifa v'yaitzi d'ayfin. Our Gemara now begins and asks, b'shleim ha'kulu lo yediya al ha'ay treifa hichidami, that b'shleim b'negei to other psulim that are mentioned in our Mishnah, certainly we can understand how that animal would get mixed up with other animals, as certainly there is no telltale sign that a specific animal is puzzled to bring as a carbon. As for example, if there was a behemoth that was reveya nirva, there is no way to tell that this behemoth is reveya or neva, and therefore it's possible to get mixed up with other animals that are kosher to bring as a carbon. However, the Gemara is bothered that how is it possible mitzias that an animal that's a treifa will get mixed up with other animals that are not treifas, as certainly we'd be able to tell that this animal is a treifa. And as the Gemara continues, as if you know that this animal is a treifa, then just go and remove it from the rest of the animals, and if this animal became a treifa based on some sort of a defect that you're not able to tell, then how do we know that a treifa got mixed up together with kosher animals? And as Rashi explains, ideally, that if we know that this animal is a treifa, as it has an issue that we're able to see, and as Rashi brings an example, and for example, that its foot was cut above the knee, or if the membrane of the brain was pierced, and these cases are example of treifusa nikar. The Gemara now continues and brings three answers to this question, as Amri debei Rabbi Anai, that the Mishnah is discussing a case where one animal became a treifa as it was clawed by a wolf, and as Rashi states that is a treifa, the venom of the wolf will go into the animal and kill the animal. And this animal now got mixed up with a bunch of animals that are kosher. However, these animals also had a cut, but that cut was caused by a thorn. As Rashi states, nekuvas hakoyts bebasar, and this thorn only went into its flesh, be'ena nekuva l'cholol, and the thorn didn't pierce any cavities of its body. And this animal is not considered a balmum either, as this mum will eventually heal. However, Zok Rashi v'lo yoda bein nekuva l'jusa, and we can't tell the difference between an animal that has a hole from a thorn and an animal that was clawed by a wolf. And this is the case where the Mishnah brought down that there would be a suffix. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz. Rish Lakish Omar kagoyin diyar ben afula. Rish Lakish explains that when our Mishnah stated that it's possible for a treifa to get mixed up with other animals, we are discussing an animal that fell off a roof, and we have a din that an afula is a suffix treifa. Since it's not recognizable that this animal fell off of a roof, so therefore it's possible that this animal will get mixed up with other animals. And as Rashi states, nefula menagag, that since it fell off a roof and it can't stand up, suffix treifa, so therefore it's a suffix treifa. And Rashi continues to discuss the dinim of an animal that falls off a rooftop. And Rashi states, vim shach to koyd mishashos meis l'eis, then we consider a treifa mishum misuke evarim, as l'mais it's evarim was shooken up, vafilu batkav le'matzabon nekuvis reyo me'ayim v'lo'y psukas chotat shedra v'shum simen treifais, av vim shosem meis l'eis. But if you did wait a 24-hour period, v'shachta, and then you shechted, tzuich v'bedika b'kol min simoni treifais, then you have to bedik this animal for all the simoni treifais, v'kivin is chazik b'sofik treifais, ein machtis eis l'azor l'shechta, mishum, and this is based on the pasuk in Malachi that states, v'chisagishu p'seach v'choyla ein roh, And therefore, one can't be makir of a suffolk trefa in the azara. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Ishlokish, Nefulonami livdaka, that since we have a man da'am and mesechtes chulin that holds, that even if an animal falls off a roof, so if it stands, that there is no requirement to wait for 24 hours, and even if you would shecht it, as long as you do a bedika, then it could still be kosher, and if it actually walks, then you don't even need a bedika. So if so, if this animal is actually mixed up with the other animals, so it must be that it's actually walking around, and if so, why wouldn't it be kosher? And why would Reish Lakish state that this is a case of a suffolk trefa? However, the Gemara explains, Kasava amda tzricha me'esleis, halcha tzricha bedika, Reish Lakish is going like the other man da'am in Masech Tzchulin, that holds that even if it gets up right away, that you still have to wait a 24-hour period in order to shecht it, and even if it will walk, then there's still a requirement to be bedik it after shechita, and therefore, even though our Mishnah is talking about a case where the behemah got mixed up with other behemahs, and certainly the behemah was walking, but even so, it would still be considered a suffolk trefa. The Gemara continues, Rav Yirmiyahu amar kagoyin d'yarb b'vlad trefa, and Rav Yirmiyahu states that in chinami, the animal that got mixed up with the other animals was not actually a trefa, and we're talking about a case where it was a vlad trefa that got mixed up with other animals. And Rav Elazar, he and our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rav Elazar that we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura that holds vlad trefa loyikrov l'kavim mizbeach, that even if there was an animal that's not a trefa but it was born from a trefa, then it cannot be brought on mizbeach, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about a case where this vlad trefa got mixed up with other animals that are kosher for the mizbeach, and therefore created a teruvais of an animal that is possible to be brought as a carbon and animals that are kosher to bring as a carbon. The Gemara now continues to explain why we needed three terutim. As Kula Krabiani Leamri, the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yirmiyahu did not give the teretz to Rabbi Yanai, as Ben Ikuvus HaKoitz L'Jus HaZoiv made the idea as Hai Moshech V'Hai Ogol, as certainly it would be easily discernible the difference between an Ikuvus HaKoitz and Jus HaZoiv, as when a Zaev claws an animal, it's not done in a clean manner, and you would see that it's ripped apart. However, when an animal steps on a thorn, so it's a clean circular cut, and therefore it would be discernible, and these animals could not get mixed up with each other. And as Rashi states, Jus HaZev, Moshe Chaneka Ve'ina Ogol, Shatziparin Kurei of Yared. And the Gemara continues, Kireish Lakish Loyamri, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Yanai did not state the teretz of Reish Lakish, as Kasavri, as they hold like the other man of Amr, Mesef Tzchulin, the under in the Tzricham Eisleis, and Hocha in the Tzricham Bedika. And since in our Mishnah all the animals are walking around, therefore it would be kosher, and it wouldn't be a suffolk trefa, as we previously explained. And finally, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Loyamri, Rabbi Yanai and Reish Lakish did not give the teretz of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, as Rabbi Elazar Loymukmi, as they didn't want to say that our Mishnah is dafka going like Rabbi Elazar, as we know we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Elazar Shamuti, and we will stop over here.